So the one thing I'll say about the CSS versus HTML separation is HTML started out as a really nice structured, I mean, it was originally SGML. I mean, it was just there designed to be this kind of structural markup language.
Right.
And, you know, XHTML is getting much closer to this with, you know, XML plus CSS gives a much cleaner separation of, you know, structural markup and presentation view. But the problem with CSS, the big problem I find with it, is that it's limited to only the things that the CSS designers thought of when they released it. So if you want to go change the appearance of a button, well, you better hope the CSS guys thought of putting a, you know, triple ridged border with squiggly underline as one of the options that you can use for your formatting in CSS. In Avalon, the approach we took was one more of composition. We said, the same way you construct your entire display, we want to reuse that to describe how you build your look of your button. Right. So, like, here, we'll draw a little more code here, or markup, I should say. And so, given this markup, somewhere I can say, I want to create a style, and I want it to apply to a button. And inside of there, I can specify the style dot visual tree. And basically now I can write any markup I want. I can use rectangles and other buttons and tree views or whatever I want to do to represent how you visualize a button. And so I can say something like, oh, well, what I want is to have a canvas, and inside of that I'm going to have some video playing as a background with a bunch of arguments, and inside of there I'm going to have, you know, some rectangles flying around, or, you know, whatever I want to have.
Right.
And then somewhere deeply nested in here, I can put what we call the content presenter. Which the content presenter is just a special control that knows how to take data and make it visual. So I was talking before about that, the data visual separation, and this is kind of the workhorse that does that. And so by putting that in here, that's where the word hello would get injected in here. So I can create all sorts of adornments around it, make my button look any way I want,
right.
And it's completely flexible and replaceable, as opposed to being limited to what we thought a button could look like.
Right.